Greece, economic reform, and the lightning rod who just attracted lightning. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Greece, the country that could tip Europe into financial chaos, is under pressure to come up with new plans to cut budgets and stimulate growth to help pay the money it owes back to its European Union creditors. Less visible in all this today will be Greece's finance minister, an intense character who tends to annoy other European officials. Here to explain is BBC business reporter Theo Leggett from our partner newsroom in London. Hello, Theo.
Good morning, David.
So Greece under pressure here to come up with specifics on how it's going to change its economy, change its fiscal picture in order to better serve its debts.
Yes, well, Greece has been under pressure to do that for several months, and on repeated occasions they've come up with lists which they've presented to the other Eurozone finance ministers, and they've been told to go away, think again, that there isn't enough detail. The fact is, though, that Greece, as we know, is running out of money. It has a number of debt repayments to the IMF coming up over the next month or so. It's also got to pay the salaries of public sector workers, and there is very little money left in the kitty. So each time one of these deadlines comes up, the stakes are getting higher.
Now, the lead negotiator for Greece ever since the new government came to power there earlier this year has been the finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis. He's a bit of a fire breather, an intense character. A bit of a demotion here, it sounds like.
Yes, now Yanis Varoufakis was one of the highest profile appointments of the new Greek government. He's seen as the rock star finance minister. It was very striking, David, earlier this year when Mr. Varoufakis met with Wolfgang Schäuble, the very grey, traditional, dry German finance minister, when they held talks in Berlin. But it does seem that his style has ruffled a lot of feathers. So in that context, with deadlines coming up, with the stakes getting higher all the time, it's not particularly surprising that he's been demoted. And there is a very important meeting coming up on May the 11th at which the Eurozone finance ministers will again discuss what to do about Greece. And the hope is that there a deal might be done.
All right. So Mr. Varoufakis, still finance minister, but not lead negotiator with Europe. The BBC's Theo Leggett, thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
And Varoufakis was attacked by what are being described as anarchists last evening at an Athens restaurant. Protesters threw bits of glass at Varoufakis' table. Mrs. Varoufakis shielded her husband, and Varoufakis later talked with the attackers outside the restaurant. Varoufakis told Greek media that the protesters had not intended to harm anyone but, quote, merely to hit them lightly. Varoufakis is a left-wing politician, but the far left is unhappy with, among other things, a photo spread he did in his upscale Athens apartment. Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 in London is down 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down, more so with the NASDAQ future. And the British bank Barclays announced quarterly profits today that showed a 52% drop in quarterly profit from the previous quarter. The drop owes itself to legal fees that the bank is incurring as authorities in the U.S. and the U.K. are looking into whether the bank worked to manipulate currency markets. The bank also said it's setting aside $1.2 billion for its existing pot of cash to keep around to cover to potential settlements over this matter. Covering competing proposals to raise the federal minimum wage. The latest version is from Senator Patty Murray of Washington, which would put the minimum at $12 an hour. On the subject of what we pay people in America is a man with a voice that will be familiar to many. Do you remember George Zimmer, the CEO and pitchman from Men's Warehouse? He's no longer at that company after a power struggle with his board there, but he has vivid views on how to treat employees. I spoke with Mr. Zimmer from his office in Oakland, California. Mr. Zimmer, good morning.
Good morning.
What? American workers at the lower end of the pay scale need to get paid more? I mean, if you talk like that at a as head of a public company, wouldn't your shareholders get annoyed?
So as a CEO, when I was a CEO, you have to make decisions about compensation, about return to shareholders. And what I'm arguing is that it requires somebody who is balancing all of those interests because they do not always align perfectly.
I could just imagine you riding the subway out there, BART, bumping into maybe a small businessman or a small businesswoman who would say to you, that's fine if you have 1,200, 1,500 retail outlets. a higher minimum wage, but, you know, I got three employees. This is going to kill me. What would you say to them?
Well, the best answer to that, and by the way, a lot of these laws do exempt very small companies, but by having a national minimum wage, everybody is treated in a equal way so that nobody really derives a competitive advantage. So I don't have a problem with lowering slightly corporate profits and making our workforce more able to buy the products we're selling.
Moving on to another area still connected with this notion of management and the responsibilities toward employees, I've always wanted to ask you about this. I remember when you used to run that famous men's clothing company, you didn't make everybody do criminal background checks to hire them. How come?
Criminal background checks and drug testing are really for-profit businesses in and of themselves. So it's often thought of as a moral choice, but it's really somebody's economic choice. But the most important reason is that I've always believed in second chances. So when I had my earlier business career, we did not run background checks as a regular course of business.
And some of you are flabbergasted at this juncture that I didn't get George Zimmer to say it. You know, it, stay with me. I did ask Zimmer if he'd come back on this program someday, but to answer in three words or less, he said,
David, I guarantee it.
George Zimmer, formerly Men's Warehouse. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.